Right, so as news of the five applications for arrest warrants between Israeli leaders and Hamas leaders is slowly being digested around the world by various leaders of one country or another, here in the UK, our pro-Israel politicians on both sides of the House of Commons in both the Tory Party and Keir Starmer's Labour ought to be feeling a little nervous right now. Because if those arrest warrants are granted on the basis of the evidence collated and presented to the ICC by the chief prosecutor, then charges of complicity in war crimes will soon likely follow. The intent to prosecute already having been laid out in no uncertain terms by the International Centre of Justice for Palestinians and their director, Tayyip Ali, himself also a top lawyer for the prestigious Bindmans, a world-leading human rights law firm. Ali has said, in light of the arrest warrant's request, that accountability has begun and that justice is coming. So just how nervous should a number of our MPs, not least the leaders of both main parties, be about this? Right, so complicity in war crimes, oddly enough, is a crime in and of itself. And the ICJP, the International Centre of Justice for Palestinians, have been kept rather busy, embarrassingly for all of us here in the UK, keeping tabs on what our politicians have been doing and saying that may end up leaving them open to accusations of being complicit in genocide. Tayyip Ali of human rights law firm Bindmans and director of the ICJP has put our MPs on notice at this point, following these arrest warrant requests from the ICC, saying, "Warning to UK members of Parliament. We warned you that Israel was committing war crimes. We put you on notice that if you were complicit, we would seek to prosecute you. It is probably too late for most British MPs, as the ink of history on your potential complicity is almost dry, and you already made your decision whether or not to support war crimes. We warned you that the ICC issuing arrest warrants for war crimes was real. So is complicity in those war crimes. It is time for each individual MP to make their position perfectly clear. If you remain complicit in war crimes by providing political cover or material support, we will work to hold you personally accountable in accordance with the Rome Statute and the International Criminal Court Act right here in the UK. We pledged to make MPs accountable in court for their actions. Accountability has begun. We will add to it this week. Justice is coming." Adding to what they've already collated, well, they did submit a file to the police back in January. But like I said, they've been busy at the ICJP, as they have today put out a press release regarding a dossier they've now compiled some 60 pages long, with an additional 800 pages of evidence, and naming some 22 individuals, including five senior government officials, and handed it all over to Scotland Yard's War Crimes Division. Mere hours after the International Criminal Court ICC announcement to pursue arrest warrants for Israeli politicians, the International Centre of Justice for Palestinians, ICJP, submitted a complaint to Scotland Yard's War Crimes Team. It supplements an existing complaint issued in January 2024 that is still being considered by Scotland Yard, and names 22 individuals, including now five senior government officials. The complaint is believed to be one of the most comprehensive complaints submitted to date to Scotland Yard in relation to Israel's plausible genocide in Gaza. The 60-page complaint has been annexed with a further 800 pages of evidence, collected from first-hand eyewitnesses, expert reports, and expert evidence from 19 medical professionals who have worked in Gaza since October. The evidence was collected by ICJP's investigative and legal teams, including a former British police officer who submitted the evidence to British Police Force Standards. The complaint, prepared by ICJP lawyers with evidence collected by former Met Police investigators, addresses the crimes of starvation as a weapon of war and willfully causing great suffering to a civilian population, both illegal under British and international law. The development comes shortly after the International Criminal Court announced their decision to pursue arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, which also included intentional starvation as one of the named alleged war crimes. This latest complaint, which has been in the making for months, addresses Israel willfully causing great suffering and using starvation as a weapon of war. Both are war crimes under UK legislation. Because of the principle of universal jurisdiction, the UK has jurisdiction over such crimes regardless of where they were committed. Both crimes are also prohibited under international law, including under the Rome Statute and Geneva Conventions. Having today submitted extensive evidence of the crimes of starvation and willfully causing great suffering, This newest complaint requested that the responsibility and complicity of these 22 individuals is also evaluated in regards to the newly raised evidence of crimes. This included members of Israel's war cabinet, Israeli politicians, British nationals who are members of the IDF, and British officials and politicians. The latest complaint also raises the name of a fifth senior government official as an alleged perpetrator in these crimes for their potential accessory liability in aiding and abetting the crimes raised. The alleged criminal acts are prosecutable in the United Kingdom and will now be considered by Scotland Yard's War Crimes Investigation Team before a decision is made by them whether to open a formal criminal investigation, which could see alleged perpetrators questioned, arrested and prosecuted. ICJP Director Tayyab Ali said, "Complicity comes in many forms, whether that be providing political cover, encouraging criminal acts or supplying weapons. We intend to ensure that allegations of war crimes against suspected Israeli war criminals and those who enable them are prosecuted, whether that be at the ICC, in the UK or across the globe. We will ensure that there will be no place for suspected war criminals to hide, especially not in the UK. We've done everything we can. We've compiled stacks of high-quality eyewitness and expert evidence drafted to the highest standards. Now it's in the hands of those who can deliver the accountability we so desperately need to see." Quite a lengthy press statement, but it was worth reading every single line of it because it is absolutely damning. And clearly the 22 individuals involved are in a great deal of doo-doo, shall we say. 22 individuals, including Israeli politicians, members of the Israeli war cabinet. 9 of these individuals are apparently British nationals fighting in the IDF. 4 are government ministers, and a 5th senior government official who is allegedly a perpetrator in aiding and abetting war crimes that have been raised in the report. None are obviously named for legal reasons, and it would be unwise to try and guess publicly for the same reason who they might be. But I'm sure we will all look at the government and consider who might be implicated and the reasons that might be. And at the opposition benches too, if any Labour figures could potentially be included, having walked in lockstep with the government so much of the way thus far, and certainly in response to the news that the ICC is seeking arrest warrants. The Tories have been particularly stupid in their responses, not least Rishi Sunak, who has literally said the findings of the International Criminal Court are unhelpful. Even Starmer hasn't gone that far. Even Labour has drawn the line at directly attacking the ICC. But Sunak seems to be living proof that money cannot buy you common sense. He probably regards it as another one of those foreign courts, even though we're signed up to the ICC and their own statute ourselves, and still thinks he speaks for all of us. When the genocide being meted out by Israel, triggering those arrest warrants against Netanyahu and his Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, should rightly appall us all, and well, it just gives us an opportunity to remind Sunak that nobody voted for him to be PM, or to give him a mandate. I also wonder if it includes the guy who told ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan that the ICC was built for African thugs like Putin, and not allies of the West, like Israel. Who knew it wasn't supposed to be a proper court after all? And of course it is hilarious to see the ICC being accused by the likes of Netanyahu as being a kangaroo court, when instead it is actually sticking to its remit. It is seeking to prosecute both Israeli leaders and Hamas leaders on separate charges, taking a completely even-handed approach to this, not doing any moral equivalence as it keeps being accused of as well. Yet still they get accused, nonetheless, of taking sides, as this video recommendation will tell you all about, and I'll hopefully catch you on the next vid. Cheers, folks.